as God continues to watch after us, I want you to focus on who you really are. You see, you have many feelings, but you're not a feeling. Your salvation is not a feeling. Your salvation is a promise that was given to you and me by God, our Creator. God said, I'm going to promise you something. I've called you into the world, and I'm going to take care of you in the world. The world will have no authority over you. I, God says, have authority over you, and I have authority over the world. So you and I need to pay close attention. You need to watch after one another. And you need to do it with a promise. You need to pay attention to the promise in your life. Pay attention to the love in your life. But pay attention to that love coming direct from God. See, God said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I will not turn my back on you. I will not leave you hopeless. What I will do is I will lift you up. It's not necessary for you to wait for a feeling. Lord, you know, maybe I don't feel saved today. Well, your salvation is not based on how you feel. Your salvation is based on who Jesus is. Jesus says, I want you to pay attention to me in your life. I want you to understand me where you are. Satan will use feelings. Oh, that feeling of jealousy. Any of you remember when you were in high school? Those my age. You don't remember yesterday, do you? It's really pushing it, preacher. Well, God says, I want you to know that I am going to be with you. I am not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Now, that sounds to me like a promise, Brother Randy. It sounds like something that's written by the hand of God onto the heart of man. God says, you are my child. And because you're my child, I am going to watch after you. Not a feeling. So you feel bad. God's still good. So you don't feel like that you're going to be able to stand and do something. God said, I never ask you to stand without me giving you the strength anyway. You know, God feels good. Yeah. And because God feels good, when he touches your life, you get that solid good feeling. God said, I don't want you to depend on your human emotions, your human feelings, your human tendencies, your human desires. Satan uses all those things to pull you away from your Creator. Jesus saved me the same way he saved you. He went to that cross. He mentioned your name and my name on that cross. Because he says, this is real. I want you to understand that Jesus is real in your life. He is the only real, true experience you will ever have. He's your real power. He is your real love. He's your real strength. He's your real courage. He's your real doctor. I mean, when Jesus says you're cured, man, you're cured. And when I said yes to Jesus, Larry, sin no longer has authority over you. I am your God. I love you. Oh, I love the idea of knowing God loves me just like I am. God didn't say, okay, Larry, when you say I believe, and then I watch all of these 1, 2, 3s that you do, then I am going to give you power for the day. Jesus didn't say that. He didn't tell me I had to jump through any hoops. Matter of fact, he did all the jumping. He did all the heavy lifting. He did all the walking. He did all the praying just for me, just for you. And he said, stay away from the emotion that tells you that you're not going to make it. A feeling of inferiority that comes from Satan. You're inferior to everyone else. Well, that's because I'm unique and you're unique. You are different from anyone else. Guarantee you. I guarantee you, your mother said it to you. Kid, you're different. You have a different way of... All of you with the several children, not a one of them is alike, are they? Not a one of them's alike. All personalities different. That's the uniqueness that does not make you inferior to someone else because of who your mother and your father is. Has nothing to do with the power that God has given you to live as a human being called by Him for His purpose. That's your uniqueness. You are different. So be different. Don't try to be someone else. Be who you are, who God created you to be. But always understand that you are not inferior to anyone. You have the different gifts. God called you for a different purpose. That different purpose is as important as someone else's purpose. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy... I like that. I like mercy. Oh, Brother Andy, I love grace, don't you? Love grace. And the more grace that I get, the more I want. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of this... Now listen. His great love with which He loved us. The mercy with love. Not just have mercy on them. Have mercy because I love you. Do you know He loves you just like you are? He didn't tell you to change. No. He said, let me make a change in you. Let me lead you in my direction. You're not inferior. Don't you ever let someone tell you that. I grew up during an era where I lived out of E-Town. Poor folk lived. And I've told you many times, a lot of you don't know what a grass string is, but I use it as a belt. It's hard to get out of, too, when you didn't know how to tie anything but a hard knot. But the thing was, the same Savior who lifted me up then is the same Savior that's carried me through combat, through the combat of life, through the combat of cancers, through the combat of all type of sickness and illness. You see? You're not inferior. in God's eyes. And it is God's eyes that make you who you are. God said, I'll give you that exact thing you're going to need. And listen to me. To touch this one life over here that nobody knows anything about. But I'm calling you. That's God's touch on your life. And you're going to make a difference in the heart of that individual. And that individual is going to lead thousands to the foot of the cross. That individual that I'm going to use you to touch is going to make a difference. Therefore, you make the same difference. It goes back to your individuality of being who you are, because God says, I created you to be you. Please don't try to be someone else. Don't count on wealth. Don't look forward to high praise from man, because they'll praise you today and they'll curse you tomorrow. You look to Christ and thank Him that you were created in His image through His love. And He promises you that you don't have to take a chance with your feelings. Whether I feel like I'm saved or not, I'm saved because I know the promise. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Therefore, God says to you and to me, go forth. Don't deal with your feelings, but focus on the fact. Are you not alive? Has not God not blessed you? Has He not blessed you with your family? With those that are around you. How much more do we want? We have been given freedom in the greatest nation that's ever existed by the grace of God. And God says, now here's what I want you to do. Have mercy with one another. Be at peace, even when we were dead in trespasses. Listen to Him. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit together. This is past tense. Listen to what He's saying. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, count it that you're already here. Because I count you as already being by my side. I count you as being saved. And I guarantee where I am, you shall be. See, that should make the difference in every life here. Where Jesus is, He promises you that you get to be. So what does it matter to me where He is? If I get to be with Him. Well, He can take a journey through hell. It's the only way I'm going. He can walk anywhere. You can walk by His side knowing that you're protected. That's not a feeling. That's a promise. And when God promises something to you, you can count it as though you're already there. Do I believe in once saved, always saved? I don't believe you can be saved unless you're always saved. How's that one? It's a fact of God's Word. Don't deal with the illusion of feelings. They pass. You feel hungry just before you eat. Then the feeling's gone. Well, it's because you stuffed your face. The feeling is gone. Therefore, you feel starved on the inside. That is an emotion that God will allow to play with you so that you can understand that you too can be filled spiritually. You can receive that promise that He's already given you. It's not, Lord, I'm going to pray it down. He's already here. He's already in you. He created you. He knows you. He knows your hurt. He knows your brokenness. He knows your weakness. And so does Satan. But I serve a winner. His name is Jesus. He knows my name. I'm on His Christmas list. He knows where I live. He knows everything about me. And here's your big one. And He loves me anyway. He loves me anyway. Despite me, Jesus loves me. Do you ever feel insecure? You know, I don't know what to do. Growing up, you go in and out of times when you don't have enough money to even buy a sandwich. I don't know whether that's true today or not, but I know it's very true in my day. And to know that it wasn't always going to be a candy bar, but there was a possibility there wouldn't be much at all. And God says that feeling of insecurity for your life, have a place to sleep? Do you ever wonder where you were going to sleep? Have you ever had to go through that? Do you ever wonder where your next meal was coming from? Do you realize how many people out here in this world, in the United States of America, feel that way? Because they don't know? I don't want you to feel guilty. I want you to understand the hurting in society. What is real around? When you reach out a hand to someone who isn't getting direction, proper direction for their life, well, you lend yourself to become a foster parent. Will you lend yourself to care about others? Will you lend yourself to the idea of adoption for a child that's unwanted? See, God says, I don't want you to feel insecure, because then He names us. I call each one of these to make sure that you're not insecure. God always will send someone by your side. When you need somebody, they'll be there. A lot of times, it'll be the one that you never dreamed would show up. But God will always send someone to let you know the feeling of inadequacy is just that. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. Because as long as you have Christ, you'll never be inadequate. As long as you trust in Him, following Him, listening to Him, He'll give you a heart of gold. He'll give you a heart that's full of soul. Toward the feeling you will be the feeling of love. And love goes far beyond something emotional. It goes far beyond what you think. It goes to the depth of who God is. God said, when I touch your heart, I will give you the authority to touch the heart of others. I will let your smile be their sunshine for that moment. I'll let that wink in your eye give them hope of love. Don't ever let a day go by you don't tell your children you love them. Don't ever let a broken heart that you see in the ditch of life, and that ditch of life many times is in the pews of the churches. That ditch of life can be lonely with everyone around you. But it's a feeling. And God says to you and me, I want you to go beyond the feelings of life to touch the reality of love. My love for you. I want you to express who I am to those you come in contact with. And you're going to do that by loving, by caring, by feeding, by lifting up, by helping to carry a burden that many cannot carry on their own. They cannot lift because they don't have the spiritual strength to do it. God sent you. God sent you to be that strength. Insecurity should never happen to someone, especially a child. That child should always feel secure in your presence. That child ought to always be so proud of his daddy. He knows that daddy watch after me. Always the strength that only God can give. Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. I don't need to covet someone else. I've been given a special gift from God, just like you have. I've been given a special personality from God, just like you have. I don't need to covet anything anyone else has. For I am an individual with an individual gift from the God who sees me as being important to Him and to the life of all of those He's going to send my way and your way. Without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Whoa, that's not a feeling, that's a promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The I is Jesus, and He's talking to me, He's talking to you, and He says, don't play with the feelings. Don't let Satan use them against you. I am all you will need. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? They can rant and rave, but they have no authority over you. Because you see, you're unique, created in the image of God. He created you just like He wants you. Oh, He's given you those quirks, just like, you know, your wife will say, you drive me nuts doing that. Just lay it back on God. God gave me that gift just to drive you nuts. It is a blessing when God looks to you as an individual, and it is God who's holding your heart in His hand. It is God who's holding your life in His hand. He is the one that molded you. He knows what makes you tick, and He intends to use you to help someone else. You and I just need to be willing and ready. It's not if God's going to use you, it's when And it can be every day of your life. Be proud of being called Christian. Don't you ever drop your head when you talk about being Christian. You be proud of a Christ who went to a cross to give you the strength for an everyday walk. You be proud of the Savior who saw you in the ditch of life, reached in and pulled you out. Well, I'm inadequate. That's when God will use you. Don't you let the feeling of Satan pull you down and stop you. When the feeling of inadequacy comes, I can do all things through Christ who gives me that strength. Being inadequate gives you power. It is a feeling Satan uses to harm you. God gives you the strength to understand you're more than a conqueror because of who he is in your life. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is Jesus who will give you the strength. Share the strength, folks. Share the gift that God's given you. Share the desire with those around you, those in need. Don't think so highly of yourself that you're too good to be in a situation. You jump right down in that ditch of life, in the mud, the blood, the beer, and everything else. And you scratch and you dig for that soul that's waiting for a touch, a friendly touch, a touch of hope, a touch of grace, a touch of peace. Oh, I just want to have peace of mind. Peace of mind comes through the soul. When the soul is at peace with its Creator, the mind, though it is at war so often with you, that mind is conquered by Christ who loves you. He will put you on the right path. But the right path happens to be through your helping with others. Don't you let a child feel unwanted. Lift your heart, and God will lift your soul. Lift your heart to those that are broken, and in their brokenness, you will see Christ shining through the broken parts. For it is he who is mending a soul and bringing together a mind that thinks for Christ, wills for Christ, does for Christ, loves for Christ, and has the power of Almighty God behind you. Do we care enough anymore? Is life turned into what can someone do for me? Or are we living a life to help others? To express our gratitude for the others in our life? To express appreciation for those who even show any sign of caring love? You thank them because it's getting sparse in this day and age, isn't it? Children are turning against their parents. Parents against their own children. There's viciousness and vileness everywhere. Hatred. God has no part of that. It is not of God. You were not created to hate. You were created to love and power. You were created and given power by God, your Creator, to be someone else's strength. You can't always stand strong, but you can always have a servant of God beside of you that'll be there strong for you. You can be that strength for the weak. You can make the difference in the life of the strong man who thinks they don't need God until they see the light in you shine to the point that they realize the only hope this world has is God, is a Savior. The Savior who died for me on that cross while in a sinning state is the same Savior that loves me. Saved today. Oh yes, I'm saved and I know it. I'm proud of my salvation, proud of my Savior. I'm proud that He puts up with me, and I'm proud of the people He sends my way and He orders them to put up with me. You see, that's the God of our creation. He's not a feeling. He is a fact. And when Jesus says it, believe it. The world wants you to have a feeling of guilt, or you should feel guilty. You should feel guilty for what you have. Why? Everything you have, God gave you. You didn't do anything. God blessed your life. I've listened to people my whole life as I was growing up saying, well, nothing in life is free. You don't get anything for nothing. You pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And then the Lord touches my heart, calls me to preach, and I read the book of God's Word, and I find out every bit of that stuff was wrong. I don't pull myself up by my bootstraps. Jesus lifts me up. Everything that I have that means anything to me is a gift from Almighty God. Yes, it was given to me. My salvation cost Jesus. He gave it to me. He lifts me up. Or you shouldn't give like that. You should do what God tells you to do. You should listen to the Lord. He'll talk to you. After all, He's already told us, count it as you're already here. Therefore, you have the ear of God. You're in His presence. Express to Him the need. Let Him know that you're dependent on Him, not on your intellect. That'll only go so far, people. It only goes so long, too. But the love that Christ loves you with is eternal. It'll never shrink. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Not guilty. Not guilty. So declared by Jesus. And who Jesus has set free, let no man attempt to hinder. That's God's word. That's God's truth. Place it in your heart. For it is His Word and His truth that'll get you through on a daily basis. Let's pray. Father, we lift our heart to You, Lord, realizing, dear Heavenly Father, that through Your strength, through Your love, through Your hope, we can find that peace that only You can give. We trust You, Father, for everything within our life. We thank You, Father, for giving us Your Word. Thank You for the power that You place in the heart of Your children. Strengthen us now. In Jesus' name, amen.